who's recruiting information for you.
Recruiting.
Danny Parker from InsideTennessee.com reporting that Tennessee gets a commitment today from Peachtree Ridge, Georgia, high school cornerback Baylen Buchanan. So,
what do you know about Baylen Buchanan?
I believe this is the young man who was committed to Louisville and recently decommitted. I also believe that he's a high school teammate of Nigel Warrior, which could be a...
I like it.
You got a little package deal, a little Bo Hardegree action, baby.
I like it. Maybe a kid can play some tennis. Anything else for us today, Jason, on the way out?
Hey, Tony, I've got about 8.5 hours left of driving, so I hope that I can listen to you all the way back to Knoxville. Keep up the good work. Here's the good 2016, man.
I agree. It's the geophysical year of the common fan, as we've declared it here. I will say this to you, and I'll say this to anybody listening. I think something special is going to happen in 2016. I think it's going to be a memorable season coming up, regardless of what happens. And what I mean by that, Russell, is it's either going to be... I'm an Eagles fan, okay? So it's either going to be just a rip-roaring success, or it's not. And
we've come to a fork in the road. Butch Jones, you've shown that you can build a quality SEC program.
Exactly,
can you
right.
build a championship program?
That's exactly right. And Bino, that's a fair thing to say in light of what we saw today. Because what we saw today, to me, is the 89 Cotton Bowl. And I was talking about Paul Gilbert and Kelly Gilbert earlier, the Gilberts of the scenic city Chattanooga, who gave me my lovely wife. And I remember watching that Cotton Bowl going the whole off season, saying, I can't wait for next season to start. How long has it been since we've said in these parts, I can't wait for next season to start? How long's it been, Bino?
When I walked out of the Cotton Bowl on January the 1st, 2005, after the Texas A&M game, I believe that's the last time that I felt that way about an upcoming season.
By the way, Mo Couch just thanked Michigan for doing the honors to Florida. It's time. It is time. Jorts Nation, I'm a-talking to you. You're getting you some next year. You're getting some. A couple people on Twitter have talked about Hurd's attitude, Russell. That is the best thing about watching him play. Here's a guy that is banged up, that's beat up, and he was balls out today in that game. You would never have known in a million years that he was hurt.
No, I think that Tennessee playing conservative with him because of their fears about his injury and just running him strictly between the tackles played to his strengths and helped him have the kind of game he did.
Yep. And again, it goes back to these, what you call happy accidents, the unintended consequences. I know how Butch Jones likes to talk about how he wants 10 wide receivers. I don't get that. I'm going to go back to my phones and get as many people in here as humanly possible.
We had a Marquez North sighting today.
There you have it. Let's get to our next caller. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing great. Who's this?
Hey, this is Greg in Columbia, Tennessee.
Greg in Columbia. Go right ahead, brother. You're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm proud of the Vols. I'm tickled to death. What a game these guys played. They looked like old Tennessee. The defense was smash mouth. They were making some popping them pads. Plus, you got a hand at the number one. What a heart that guy's got. He hits one guy. They can't take him down. He gets five more yards. And Josh Dobbs fumbles the football, picks it up, runs down the sidelines, dives toward the pylon, makes a touchdown. I mean, it's Tennessee football we're used to seeing. And you said earlier, you think everybody was surprised at this outcome. Let me make a point. Observation. I want you guys to chew this one. They were ranked 13th. Tennessee barely got into the top 25 as the season ended. They were ranked 23rd. They lost four games by a total of 16 points, I think. They should have beat Oklahoma, had a great chance to beat Alabama, got no respect from anybody across the country. They were left out of the top 25 all year long till toward the end of the year. They play a 13th-rated team, a 13th-rated team that looked like they shouldn't even be in the top 25. So the way I look at it, the SEC teams, for instance, the Tennessee team in the SEC did not get any respect nationally for the way they played games. All they could talk about was they can't finish a game, they can't win a game. Well, crap happens, as they say. And unfortunately, those four games, two of them happened to us. I just want you guys to chew on that about the no respect. Did the people who vote nationally really know what kind of team Tennessee was, their athletes? Today, they proved who they really are. And after being off all these weeks, they came out and kicked ass.
Bottom line is that to me, and I'll go around the room on this. I think at times you are what your record says you are. I think that's true. I think it's a great adage in sports. You are what your record says you are. However, you look at Oklahoma last night. You look at Michigan State on any given Saturday. Tennessee's better than either one of those two teams. And they were in the playoff. I mean, Russell, am I wrong? I would love to see Tennessee take another crack at Oklahoma. And
that's what
Oklahoma won a major league. I would love to see the Vols get another crack at them. Am I wrong?
It was so frustrating watching that game last night, watching Oklahoma, because I'm not that impressed by them. I know this is a season where there's no truly dominant team in college football, but Oklahoma, just to me, was I guess Michigan State, you have to say, is the least impressive of the four teams to make it, but Oklahoma is not much better, in my opinion. I think Tennessee's a better team than they are.
I mean, better right now. You can say that, and people would laugh at you. How do you guys say that? Well, I'm saying it with a straight face. I mean, I'm saying it right now because the point is you've got to understand something here. Respect is something you got to earn. That national people say Tennessee doesn't finish is true. It is true. You have got to beat Florida in 2016. Now, I don't think this is the time nor the place, because to me, I want to celebrate, Greg, what we saw today, which is a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I think our coach has grown. I think our coaching staff has grown. And I think there's going to be some change on the coaching staff anyway. I think Tennessee's going to make a change at defensive coordinator, which is kind of surprising. And then we'll wait and see what other kind of, Russell, what other kind of changes happen here. Because I think there could be some movement on the staff.
How much movement is too much movement, though?
It's a great question.
Because you don't want the Dooley situation where you go into the pivotal year and you've got seven new assistants.
You know what, though? You don't have to worry about that because there's stability in this program. To me, guys jumping ships rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, that juxtaposed, which is what the Dooley deal was, people hated his guts, they wanted out of here, versus the stability of this deal versus the chance to make yourself better, which is what we're going to talk about in the coming days as it relates to Tennessee's program. Man, that is a real opportunity. That is a real opportunity. And I'm going to give Butch Jones credit if he goes with it. Go ahead. You got something.
I've got more breaking news. Lots of news here on the first day of 2016,
yeah.
Tony. I've got good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Go ahead. Hit it.
The good news is Tennessee gets another commitment today. Nathan Niehaus, an offensive lineman from Ohio, committing to Tennessee. He flipped from West Virginia. So Tennessee getting two commitments today. Bad news, Tony. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but it's official now. This has long been speculated, but looks like we're losing Ella Dorsey.
Yeah.
Going
in
to
the local market.
Affiliate to Atlanta.
Yep. We wish her well. Let's go back to the phones.
Big loss.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg. Finish up with us. Go ahead.
One last thing. I want to salute their staff for getting Jalen Hurd ready for this game. Whatever they did for him, they need to package it and never forget about it. Also, I want to salute Jalen for what a great game he had. The second or the player, first player in history to rush for 100 yards or more in two straight bowl games. So congratulations going out to him, and I salute the team. Way to go. Go Vols, and we're ready for this year.
Thank you, brother. Great,
thank you, man.
Hey, great talking to you. Thank you, brother. Beano, your thoughts on the questions that Greg brought up. Go ahead, Beano.
Three quick hits here, Tony. One is to have a special regular football season and put yourself in positions. You have to take advantage of opportunities. Oklahoma did that. We did not. The other thing is you absolutely have to go to an 18 playoff. Today is a perfect example of what type of schedule inequities there are out there in college football still. If we played Northwestern schedule, we would be in the playoffs. And the last thing is I can't have it both ways. I've always said that our head coach has to be the CEO. And if he thinks that he can improve his staff, he has to do it. We did not close defensively this year in our biggest football games. If he thinks he needs to go out there and get a closer, that's exactly what he should do.
I applaud that. I mean, I know Russell brings up a good point, which is you've got kind of a make or break year. Consistency has been your hallmark. If you're Butch Jones, and I might make or break. That's too strong. But you've got a chance here. I mean, there's a window. The East is there. It's just kind of sitting there.
You better be sure.
To me, it's a foregone conclusion you win the East. By the way, 865-200-5402. I've got a text from X here. Or a text from X, who helps us with recruiting. Here's what he says. Two commitments in the last 30 minutes. No kidding. He said, Russell's not kidding you. He said, the Buchanan kid is Ray Buchanan's son that played with the Falcons all those years.
Yeah.
And he said he is a great player. He said, don't let the star ranking fool yourself on him. The second thing that he said about Buchanan is there is a tie there with Warrior, so that could be interesting and worth watching. And he likes the Niehaus kid. Laura, where's my carb bar? Don't leave home without it. I gotta eat a Kind bar here, Dubsy. Don't get mad at me.
You do what you gotta do, man.
I'm gonna go back to our phones.
Critical.
865-200-5402. Hey, for the longest time, we had a staff and we had a coach here that was afraid to do the inevitable immediately.
If this is inevitable, though, it should have been done 2 or 3 years ago.
I don't know about that.
That's what's weird about it to me is Butch Jones has known Jancic. He's been his defensive coordinator since back in the Cincinnati
days. That's a good point.
What happened in the third year to change your mind? This was the quote-unquote best staff in America.
Yeah. I want to remind you portions of today's program. And thank you, Marcos Garza. If you've celebrated a little too much, before you say guilty, say Garza. Marcos, also a criminal defense attorney in Knoxville. He will defend you. Garza Law Firm, striving to stand out from the competition, providing the highest level of customer service. Committed to and listening to responding to your unique legal needs. And I've used them here, and I'm going to tell you something. Marcos and his team are excellent at what they do. And I didn't use them for a DUI reason. I've used them in the business realm. But the truth is, they are wonderful at what they do. Located in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Garza Law Firm, online at tncriminallaw.com. That's tncriminallaw.com. Let's go back to our phones, and we'll get as many folks in as humanly possible as we get our next call in on your smart way, Dalton Behring Hydraulic, / Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome into our next caller. Hello, you're on our program.
Tony, Sean Tweet, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, get right on in here, buddy.
Yes, sir. Russell Bino, Happy New Year's to you guys.
Thanks to you, John.
Yes, sir. I don't have anything big to call about. Just getting ready to sit down to New Year's Day dinner with my family. So just wanted to say, call in and say thank you guys for being on. Appreciate all you guys do. I know it's a lot of hours y'all put in. You know, it was a great game today. Fun to watch. You know, it was exciting. You know, so I'm just really looking forward to next year. It should be a good year for us.
Thank you, Tweet. I have my mouth open there. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate no problem, everything guys. You've done for the show, too, man. Thank you for being there.
Yep. All right, guys. Be good.
All right, man. Happy New Year to you. 865-200-5402. You can feel the sense of optimism in the air. I want to remind you tomorrow, as soon as the Tennessee basketball game with Auburn goes final, we'll be with you right here at TonyBasilio.com and on your Tony Basilio Show app. Dubsy, tell the living listener, and that'll be as soon as every Tennessee basketball game ends, we're with you. Tomorrow, Tennessee at Auburn, 2 o'clock tip Eastern, which means we should be on with you around roughly 4 o'clock Eastern. I expect to win tomorrow at Auburn. Russell, tell the living listener where they can find you. Go ahead.
I have a radio show that airs weekdays from 3 to 6 on Fox Sports Radio here in Knoxville, 1340 AM, online at foxsportsknoxville.com. 3 to 6 weekdays. Check it out.
Bino, when can the living listener hear you? Bino, are you there? Bino, when can the living listener hear you?
Tony Bay, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah, go loud and clear. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm going to be on with a spectacularly talented upstart in the business, a guy named Tony Basilio. I'm going to be on Mondays and Fridays, 11 to 1, TonyBasilio.com, the Tony Basilio app, and WJBE out of Knoxville, WLAF out of the Flopits.
Thank you, Bino. Let's go back to our phones, 865.
No, thank you, Tony.
I'm looking so forward to it. Love and appreciate you. Dubsy, I'm proud of you. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Welcome in with us. Yes, that means you. Go right ahead.
Guys, you there?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, sorry. I just wanted to kind of draw up a comparison. My name is Jeff. I'm from Nashville. I just wanted to draw a comparison between last year's bowl, a demolishing of Iowa, and then today. And I think all the, I guess the similar just excitement and hype that was going on last year that was cause for optimism for this year. And I think there's every bit as much a cause for optimism for next year when you look at our schedule and when you look at, you know, the losses that we had this year in terms of who we played and how we lost the games we lost and how close they were and that we were in every game. But, you know, next year we've got two of our toughest games at home. I think the East is wide open. I hear everybody calling in and all this optimism, and it was kind of the same thing last year, and I was a little skeptical, but...